the lip down. Then they just let it cover over so they could drive over it. And then they paved over the top of the culvert. The next one with the tape also shows the other end of the culvert that's closed up. So I'm going to have to spend thousands of dollars on this road I bought for my personal benefit to bring it up to code so I can grant it to the county. Now, the guy who made the subdivision was supposed to do that after I built the road. He would either deed it to the public, or after I left the commission, he would deed it to the county, because there would be a conflict of interest if I sat on the board. He did not do it. But he's also the same guy that abandoned the roads. He abandoned the water supply. That whole subdivision was without water for several days in the middle of the summertime. Me and four other guys stood up and took it over and got it going again. We also took care of all the leaks in the water lines. So, again, I brought planning and zoning here because I wanted those of us who live here, build our lives here, to have some say in what goes in next door. I'm proud to say I stopped a 50-trailer subdivision on Bull Creek with 500-gallon septic tanks, and this plane flooded about every 5 years. Now, does that make sense? No, it didn't. And we had the right to stop them at that point. I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
By the way, you have the survey there. You'll notice the road is already under construction because we would have to park up on Black Oak Drive near the transformer and walk down the hill. There were times when people made a mistake and came on down. We had to, my two sons and I, sit in the trunk of their car to give them enough traction to get up the hill, or they had to be pulled out by a wrecker. Only trucks that had dual tires on them, like the Meeks Lumber Company and all, they could make it down there and out. A four-wheel drive pickup could make it in and out. So you can see there, it was surveyed, the road was engineered. It was done right, and it will be done right again. Thank you.
Thank you. Jacob, did you want to say anything?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just going to stand here for moral support.
Okay.
Jacob's getting ready to start a senior year in high school, so you know.
My name is Jacob Penrod. Last fall, I was riding my four-wheeler up and down my parents' road, private dirt road, and I noticed the family that was renting the house at the time was playing in the road. I didn't say anything, just drove by slowly, let them go on. And at one point, I was just driving down, and they stopped me. And I don't remember what they were claiming, but they just stopped me. And so I said, you know, hey, you're trespassing, you know. I'm on my own road. So he went on. I brought my dad down there. We talked a little bit, you know, calmly. And eventually we had to call the cops because they wouldn't calm down. There's nothing else we could do. And they wouldn't leave. So thank you.
Thank you, Jacob. Becky?
Okay, I want to address, my name is Becky Penrod. I want to address a couple of issues that were brought up at the last Board of Adjustment meeting. Their attorney claimed that we had access to use Black Oak Drive. And Jacob, you want to hand him these pictures? And as you can see from these pictures, there is no road off of Black Oak Drive to our house. If you look at the top left, that is our neighbor's house on Black Oak. And if you look at the bottom left, that is where the pavement ends. That is Black Oak ending. And if you see through the woods there, you can see the top of our house. The picture on the right, that is in our yard. And the electrical box up at the top of that rock wall, just beyond that is where that pavement ends. There is no way an ambulance or a fire truck or us can use Black Oak Drive. I wanted to clear that up. According to the people that own the overnight rental, there has never been an issue at their house. Well, as Jacob just stated, And I will show you a letter that was left at our gate last fall. I'm going to provide you with a copy of that. It was in an envelope, a nice holiday card, as you can see. I'm holding up. If you want to look up for a minute, I'll show it to you. Maybe not. But if you can see that second sentence there, we also would like to apologize for the last incident with our rude tenant that will no longer be coming back. And on down in the letter, they compliment us on what nice neighbors we have been, helping with any situation. My husband towed their truck for them once, and improving the gravel road for the community. I wanted to make sure everybody was clear on those things because I felt like after the last meeting, there was a lot of things said that weren't quite accurate. Do any of you live next door to one of these overnight rentals? Does it create some traffic?
I live in a subdivision, so, I mean, there is additional traffic, yes.
Okay. We live at a dead-end road. It is a private one-lane gravel road. My husband has a severe case of PTSD. It has created a lot of problems having these people come up to our house thinking that they're coming to the overnight rental. I am strongly opposed to this overnight rental. We are in a residential neighborhood. I just don't understand why this overnight rental has any business on our road. Thank you.
Thank you. Randy?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Randy Reichert. I represent the applicants. And one thing I just want to make sure is clear is that this is not a second chance for them to come back up here and just say, let's redo this all over again. Your bylaws are specific about when someone is not happy with the decision. There's limited circumstances for them to ask you to reconsider it because you don't want to hear these things over and over again week after week. And that's why those bylaws are put into place. And there's two limited instances when you can grant a rehearing request. And one, as you know, is when there's new evidence. And I'd submit that there is no new evidence presented tonight. This is all the stuff we've heard at the last meeting about this road. And you considered that at the last meeting, and you granted my client's request for this permit. And the second, if there's some substantial injustice that would result if you don't grant a reconsideration or a new hearing. And again, there's been no testimony tonight or no evidence tonight about any substantial injustice that would result if these folks don't get to come back here yet another time and try to appeal this. As we talked about last time, and I'll be brief, this easement has been in effect since 2001. And I think you've got a copy of it. We presented it last time. It's a legal, valid easement. And I think Anna, in her letter to the board, acknowledged that my clients have the right to use it. There's no dispute about the validity of it. But what's been glossed over tonight and in the letter is that this easement, and if you look at the title of it, it's called Easement in Road Maintenance Agreement. In that agreement, it also not only covers my clients and other people's right to use the road, but also obligations to maintain it. My clients have owned this property, the subject property here today, since 2001. They've had it for 17 years now, and this easement's been in effect for 17 years. No one's ever filed any kind of claims or lawsuits. There's been no letters from attorneys saying the road's not being maintained, you're not abiding by your easement, your obligations. This is the first time that we have heard, or my clients have heard, anything about any inadequate maintenance of the easement. That is not an issue for this board tonight. That's a legal issue. If they think my clients are breaching this agreement and they're not maintaining the road like they're required to do, they've got a remedy for that. They've got an attorney. I mean, there's there's laws that require people to follow these agreements. But again, that's just a red herring that they've brought up tonight, because nothing's been said about this for 17 years that easement's been in effect and that my clients have owned the property until today. It's never been an issue until they now want to try to find some reason to get this denied. The other thing, if you'll notice on here, this property that my clients own is a big tract. It's wooded tract. It's not around. The Penrods don't live anywhere nearby. They're at the all the way at the end of that road there. As I pointed out last time, none of the other people around my client's property have objected to that. In fact, they've submitted letters in support of it. If there was an access problem or any problems with creating access on this road, there would have been issues raised before. These other neighbors would be objecting to it, and it's just the Penrods are the only ones that object, and they don't live anywhere near there. We presented the letter at the last hearing from the Greene County or the Taney County Sheriff's Department. We asked them if there had ever been any incident reports for this property since May 1, 2008, going back 10 years, and the letter we presented from the custodian there at Taney County Sheriff's Department said there had not been one single incident report made at this residence. No one's called and says, we can't get by here, they're blocking the road. No one's called and said, there's problems with these people that are living there. Again, these are all things that are just being made up for the first time since this application has been filed. There's been no substantial injustice. There's no reason to reconsider this. The rule is that if people don't like the decisions that you guys make, there's an appeal process through the court system. And that's the remedy when you disagree with the decision. It's not to come back here week after week and say, well, we want you to reconsider it and let's do it again. There's a higher standard than that, and it hasn't been met. The last time I was here, and I'm sure tonight there will be dozens of other people that talk about these, if you look at this property and say this property is not suited for nightly rentals, but we're granting nightly rental permits to people in the middle of a big subdivision, and we're granting nightly rental permits to people that have shared walls, I mean, it's just my clients have a perfect situation for a nightly rental. It's isolated. The property is right behind them. There is a nightly rental behind them. And none of these people have objected to their application. And again, we've got letters of consent. There's another duplex right across the road from my client's property. And that property owner has not objected and has also consented to the application. And lastly, I'd like to point out, and I think we'd submitted pictures before, that there's plenty of room on there for two vehicles to go by. In fact, my clients were having maintenance done on the road this past week, and I think I told you the last time that they had installed security cameras just so they can keep an eye on people that are staying there to make sure that there's no one parking on the road. And it showed the Penrods driving by, and they didn't have any trouble getting by
the maintenance truck.
Last hearing, where you got two car widths parked alongside the road just to demonstrate that there is plenty of room for two vehicles to pass there.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You said we have additional nightly rentals that are in the subdivision.
Yeah.
Are there any more nightly rentals that would go along a private road like that?
Not that I know. The other ones are right behind there. I'm not sure exactly which house it is.
This is the private road there.
And this road is wider than the road that the other nightly rental is located on, just behind there. That's they went out and measured that road, and I believe that's a long Pine Road, and that road was only 14 feet wide. And again, nightly rental permit was granted for people that property. I think that's the same picture. So in any event, grant a nightly rental permit to the people on Lone Pine Road, where their road is only 14 feet, there's no reason to deny it to my clients.
14 feet road is paved.
Any questions?